Don Baker, who is the show manager at the Grand Rapids International Wine, Beer, and Food Festival. They're sponsoring this conversation. Don, I'm glad you could join us. I love the sound of this thing already, a wine, beer, and food fest in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Welcome to the show.
Does that mean, John, that you're hungry or thirsty?
Yes.
Right? I'm just going to check it.
The answer is yes. So just catch me up on this. For folks who don't know about it, give me the 411.
Absolutely. This is our 17th annual. So this festival celebrates so many things in the food and beverage world. It is really all about tasting. So the best restaurants in Grand Rapids are definitely a part of it, offering international cuisine, whether you'd like a one-hour seated pairing experience. Maybe you want to enjoy Madrid, which offers rich Spanish flavors, or maybe you want to try something new, and that would be the ramen that's coming to light here. I didn't realize this, but it originally started in China, but now we have a restaurant here in Grand Rapids, Noodle Pig, that is focused on bringing its Japanese flair to it. And so that menu, but they are part of a group of six restaurants here that offer a one-hour seated pairing, and that means the chef, the sommelier, the mixologist, the brewer, they're right in front of you. And so you get that experience of the chef talking about the flavors and then the person with the beverages kind of complimenting that and saying, here's why they work well together. It's really great to learn about how to pair food.
Right.
But add to that, we've got kind of an option for you to enjoy other international cuisine, kind of through a progressive dinner experience. So you can rove through the festival. There are 24 small plate offerings. Things, Southern cooking is available, Colombian, Caribbean flair, Filipino. There are so many different options, and small plates are smaller servings, of course, that allow you to have many, right? So as you're kind of enjoying a small plate, and then you get a beverage or two, and then you enjoy a small plate, it's a wonderful experience. But add to that, that there are a lot of foodpreneurs in the West Michigan area. And so more and more of these brand new products are now available, specialty and gourmet foods that are new to the market, and you get to try them at this wine, beer, and food festival. So we talked about the food. Do you want to talk about the beverages?
We will. I just want to mention that the Wine, Beer, and Food Fest you're talking about is coming up November 21st through the 23rd. November 21st through the 23rd. Real quick, what's the website for people to click on to find out more?
grwinefestival.com.
GR as in Grand Rapids Winefestival.com. I only have a few seconds left, but just give us the highlights on the beverage side.
The highlights are there's more than 1,200 beverages that you can sample from. So it really allows you to explore whether it's wine or beer or spirits or meads. It could be non-alcoholic. It can be juices and coffees. We have brought it all together under one roof, and it's the holiday weekend, or I should say the weekend before the holiday, before Thanksgiving every year, November 21st through the 23rd, grwinefestival.com.
Don Baker is the show manager. Well done, Don. grwinefestival.com. We'll check it out. Thanks for telling us about it.
Yes. Taste this in Grand Rapids, and cheers to you.